Joining us right now, where all that football knowledge goes, all the stuff. That's right, the one, the only, from ESPN, Adam Schefter. Schefty, good morning.
Anthony, Bob, what's going on there today?
What's up, Schefty?
My main man. I missed you, Schefty.
How was your vacation, Anthony? How was your vacation?
No, it was just a one-day thing. I had to go to the doctor. Just one day. It was one of the vacations.
He doesn't know how to vacate.
Not yet, my brother. Not yet. Schefty, I'm so excited. Are you getting the itch now? Are you starting to feel the itch of training camp? We lost him.
He texted me that he had poor reception. Let me try him back.
Is he doing his house again?
He said he had construction workers there and his dog Maggie was going nuts.
He's got the...
You guys are Labradoodle guys.
I got to see what he's getting done to that house.
He's a Labradoodle man? Yeah.
Maggie's a Labradoodle.
Really?
He's got four dogs.
He's got four. I love dogs. I love her.
You know how you and
she's
I watch...
such a great dog.
We watch like reality TV a lot, Food Network, all that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I watch the house stuff. I saw these people get their house done there and they were such dog lovers. They built a special room for the dogs where they had like a built-in shower where they could shower their dogs and everything like that. Like that...
Really?
I would love to have that. Yeah, it was like
That's
the dogs
cool.
had their own... It wasn't a little room. It was a nice big room. Maybe Schefty's getting one of those put on.
Yeah, I don't know. He's doing something major. I can't wait to see this house when it's all done. When, because Anthony, his contractor, is taking care of this thing. Yeah, I am. We were texting about the project. You know, I made sure you move the porta potty.
Got to move the porta potty out of the front window.
Look out the window. We got Schefty back, Schefty?
Hello there. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. So what is this thing you're building? The Taj Mahal?
Oh, yeah. You got it. No, we're just redoing one room, basically. We don't have a basement, so we're adding, like, an attic. That's all.
Nice. No, but it's
That's
still,
all.
I bet you it's beautiful. Don't downplay it. That's awesome, man.
Yeah, we have wife wanted storage area, so, whatever the wife wants, we try to get, right?
Yeah, I hear you. Bro, I didn't know this. You and I share a love of Labradoodles.
Oh, yeah, and we didn't know that until today, right? Because, I've got four Labradoodles.
Wow. You have four of them?
Four.
Now I have a one. You have the big ones?
I have one big one, three smaller ones. Like,
Yeah, not tiny, but like mid-size.
Yes. Lightest is like 30 pounds. Biggest is like 80.
Yeah. I got one. Now I am one.
And how big?
She is about 35 pounds.
Yeah. I'll just say they are the best. The best.
Schefty, right? The greatest. I love that dog.
Yeah, you know what? It's funny. When I was out in Colorado for all those years as a single guy, clean apartment, clean house, never would have any interest of ever getting a dog and married a woman who loves dogs and had a dog and we got married and then quickly got two more and then two. We had five at one point.
Wow.
And one of them died. And we're left with four. And literally, rarely a week passes where she doesn't ask, can we get more? I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, no. Four's enough. But, I know that the time will come. Unfortunately, our oldest one's 12 and she's blind. She's got glaucoma.
Mm,
and it's a lot of work to take care of her. And she's the best. We love her. But I know that... in time.
No, it sucks. My cousin, we were like my brother, he just lost his dog, Willie, after 16 years.
It is as hard, if not harder, than losing a family member.
Well, they are a family member.
I know. No, that is what they are. But people who don't have dogs, they don't understand it.
Right. People go, it's a big deal. Like, think about it. When you care for something for that length of time, and you know how loving they are, right? Like,
the best.
I bet, and you're, because they're the same temperament. So my Prima is my dog. She's always, I'm laying on the couch watching the game. She's laying on top of me.
Right.
She's always there.
We just lost our dog a couple months ago.
Yes,
we had to put our dog down, and we were just talking about it the other day that I still hear him around the house, or I'll leave a plate on the table and I'll go grab it. It's weird.
It is It is a family. They are family members. It is brutally painful. I remember, you know, I had a couple of people around the league call me. I remember when they were putting their dogs down, losing their dogs, and they're like, "Wow!" I'm like, "I'm telling you, it is a very difficult process.
Yeah.
It's brutal."
Shefty, that's right. He's hanging out with us. We are really, really close. A week away from camp, 50 days away from the opener. I can't believe I'm so excited, Shefty. So let me ask you, can you make sense of Brandon Cooks with 80? That's a big contract. That's steep.
Yeah, but listen, the Rams are a pretty smart team. And so you see the numbers and you go, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now it's 6 years for $88 million. So that comes out to, what is it, you know, 14 and a half a year, whatever that number is, which is below the market value for some of these top receivers. What was surprising to me was I always thought that the Rams had a financial pecking order that started with Aaron Donald, and that before they did anything for anybody else that was new to the team, they would get Aaron Donald done. And they didn't do that. And they want Brandon Cooks. Now, again, you know, I'm asking around, and the way it was explained to me is, look, we've been trying to do Aaron Donald all off season. At what point do you have to move on with the other business?
Wow.
And that's a fair point, right? Like,
yeah.
They've been unable to get a deal done with Aaron Donald, so they moved on to a guy that they could get a deal done. And I think that they wanted to try to set a structure, and we'll see how the deal is structured, but I mean, in terms of, you know, signing bonus and base salaries and how it's spread out. I think they wanted to get that done so that when they move on to other contracts, a la Todd Gurley, a la Marcus Peters, a la Jared Goff, that they have a structure that they like. Now, I don't think that structure is going to apply to Aaron Donald. Well, maybe they're hoping that it can.
Mm-hmm.
But they're trying to implement their system in the way they want to do contracts for future contracts. They tried to do Donald. They're still hoping to do Donald. Donald still could get done. Might not get done. We don't know. You know, the two sides have been talking. But they felt like they had a fair deal that was worked out for Cooks, and it was the time to move ahead with that. And we'll find out if that was the right decision or not.
All right, so does the NFL have a problem with backs and really players in general that have admitted that they're jealous of the NBA salaries? They look around, they go, you know, I got to look at the NBA guys, and who's making $150, $130, all guaranteed. What about us?
Yeah, well, again, I think this comes up, you know, in the first half of July every year because we see some of these gargantuan NBA contracts. It's just two different sports. It's two different systems. It's two different collective bargaining agreements. You know, the NFL has to pay 53 players. The NBA has to pay how many on a team, 12, 13, whatever it is?
Yeah, 15 guys usually.
15
yeah.
guys?
Yeah.
I mean, right there, there's a big difference. Would it be great if the NFL could get its contracts guaranteed? I think they should, you know, they deserve to be. These guys put their bodies on the line. But this is the system that they have set up. This is the system that they bargained for. And that's just the way that it is. I mean, you know.
Well, you're missing this. This is the business of where you have chosen.
Yeah, you know, it's, well,
you're gonna get a Godfather reference, come on, man.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing. It's a tough deal, and I appreciate some of these players saying some of these things like that they're entitled to more guarantees, bigger contract. I agree, but go get it.
Shefty, you guys had a very neat topic, I thought, the other day when you're talking about the brightest futures of NFL teams out there. And, you know, it's not a lot of time when you're talking future that you look back at Super Bowl champions and say, oh, well, they have a great future, because sometimes teams go all in. But talk about that if you don't mind. What? Give me your top three teams' brightest future right now going into this season.
Well, you know, when we talk about the future, to me, you're talking about teams that are set up with quarterbacks, right? And if you've got a great young quarterback, and the Eagles do, then you are set up to succeed for a long time. And it doesn't mean you will every year because there's injuries, but it gives you a chance to be competitive every single year. And so I forget who they had at the top of the list, but I know that the Falcons are up there, which I didn't agree with necessarily, and the Patriots are up there, which, you know, as long as Tom Brady's playing, you know, not an issue.
I got to say, just to interrupt real quick, those two did surprise me, Shefty. I didn't see that at all. I see the Patriots kind of on the decline, and Atlanta is like, I don't know, they're trending towards mediocrity in my thinking, but go ahead.
Well, we talked about, I'm glad you come around to Atlanta after our discussions on Atlanta last year, right? But to me, you know, it's building a base. Look, the Eagles have done a great job at accumulating good young talent with a really good young quarterback, and so they're set up to succeed for years to come. It's a great system that they've got going there. And you know, you can look at the Rams with Goff and Sean McVay. They're set up. You know, on that list, I thought they had the Dallas Cowboys at like number 17. I thought that was way too low because I know the jury's still out a little bit on Dak, and he's got to prove it more. But you got Dak, you got Zeke, you got some good young defensive backs, you got a good offensive line. So to me, Dallas should have been higher there. You know, although you know,
where were the Niners? Because I loved.
I think they were like number 10.
I like the Niners.
Fairly high. And with good reason. Jimmy Garoppolo, again, you got a good young quarterback. You got a real good chance to be set up for the future.
And they have a good young team. I like where they're headed. I'm not in love. I know everybody's all in love with the Giants again, and I'm not.
The Giants were not real high. In fact, that was one of the things Lewis Riddick said, that they were too low. They were roughly at number 25.
I agree with that then.
Top of my head. And he's like, they should have been a lot higher because of Eli. I'm gonna look for the list, by the way, as we speak here.
Yeah.
To see if I get your list.
But I'm in love with that Giant team. I know everybody else is. Oh my God, they're gonna be so good. Nate Solder, they've addressed this, they've addressed that. Nah, I don't buy it.
Nate Solder, you know, he'll be an upgrade at the position, but I think there's still some major questions that have to be answered there as they go forward. So. I want to get this list for you because keep talking. And I'll get the list.
Yeah, get it because I'm curious of it myself about where they all at and you know who's where what. The Packers are a team that I'm curious about this year coming back.
Here's the list.
Oh, great.
The top ten are the Eagles, which I have no argument with the Eagles at one.
Right.
Patriots at two. You know, I think it's a little high with Tom Brady.
I agree.
The Saints at three, I think it's a little high with Drew Brees. How much longer is he?
I agree. I agree with that.
The Vikings at four, I'm good with that. Great young defense.
Me too. Yes.
The contract for the next 3 years.
They got Dalvin Cook coming back. I agree.
They got the Steelers at five, way too high. Le'Veon Bell's leaving after this year. Ben Roethlisberger could be leaving after this year or 2 years.
Their defense is not good either. Their defense needs work.
Jacksonville exposed them.
I don't love that. Atlanta, we talked about, overrated at six. The Rams at seven, agree with. Packers at eight, agree with.
Yeah.
Chargers at nine.
I like that team.
It's a little high with.
But Herbert. They got a good young roster, good defense.
Seahawks at 10.
I don't like the Seahawks.
I mean, they're going the wrong way right now, but they'll turn it around quick.
Where's Earl Thomas going?
I don't think he's going anywhere, personally. I mean, I think he'll be in Seattle is what I think.
Okay.
When all is said and done. But that is a sticky, unresolved situation. And so there's still issues to address there, and they'll figure it out. But
Who's 11?
That's all I got.
That's 10. That's good, though.
Top 10.
I like it.
11, I can tell you this. San Francisco and Jacksonville were like two of the next two teams.
Jacksonville's low. Jacksonville's a good team, man.
And listen, they don't have a quarterback. But they're an anomaly because they're so good everywhere else.
I mean, that defense is amazing.
I thought they would be high, but you're right, Shefty. Goes right to the quarterback.
Yeah, but that defense is ridiculous.
Yep.
I love their defense.
It's all about the quarterback always.
Hey, is will John Gruden and the power run game succeed?
Yeah, I got some questions about the Raiders this year. I think they got a lot to prove here. And we'll see how it works out for them. Obviously, they made a huge bet on John Gruden, who's a great coach and very smart. I just don't love some of the moves that they made. And we'll see. They acted as if it were, you know, 2000, not 2000, or 2008, not 2018.
Yeah.
Bringing a lot of guys who've had great careers, storied careers. But you just wonder how much they're going to be able to do for that team this year. And so they've got some issues with Khalil Mack contractually. They paid Jordy Nelson and Doug Martin and a bunch of players to come in. Yeah, the division is fairly open. We'll see how it works out. And like I said, I think John is going to provide that organization with a real boost of energy and all that stuff. But, you know, I don't see them as a contender right now. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's why they hired John Gruden, to turn around and make him a contender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with you. Shefty, always great, man. Love to talk to you. It's Shefty time coming up.
What do you think? What do you think of Kawhi in Toronto?
I don't get it. I don't get why Toronto would move DeRozan for Leonard, who doesn't want to be there, wants to be in Los Angeles.
I don't like that trade for either team.
No, I don't either.
How about that?
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Bob?
Yeah, no, I agree. I don't understand what Toronto's doing here. You wonder if there's something more going on. So taking doing a salary dump, fine, whatever. So they're going to be in total rebuild. San Antonio, I think, well, you're getting a star player in the league when another one was holding you hostage. So I don't know how you can't look at that as a positive.
I guess.
I had a dream, Shefty, the other night. Klay Thompson. So yeah, just Klay Thompson. After next year comes to Philadelphia as the savior.
Yeah, that would be a big pickup, wouldn't it? But why would he want to come to Philadelphia? Like, he's a West Coast guy.
Yeah, but
he's won four rings.
Our money's no good here.
No, the money's great, and it's
no, we'll make him super max. Yep. He'll score 28 a game playing with Ben and Joe. It's his team. It's not Steph's team. It's not KD's team. It's Klay's squad starring Joe and Ben.
Well, he'd be perfect for them. He really would be perfect for them. But I don't know that he'll do that. We'll see. I'd love to see him do it. Just
all right.
It's Anthony's dream.
FYI, all right?
Wait, Anthony dreams big. I like
it. Yes, he does.
I just don't dream about women. I don't understand that. That's not good.
Well, you got other things that are more important to you.
That's right.
I know. I'm a loser. Shefty, we love you.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. Be good.
That's right. There's Shefty on the Comcast Business Hotline.